USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
National Security Advisor John Bolton is denying a report that the Trump administration is considering accepting a freeze on North Korea's nuclear program. According to a report in the New York Times, the White House is looking at a deal where the North would stop producing new nuclear material in an effort to kickstart negotiations on denuclearization. The news comes a day after the president met with North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un. In an interview set to air on Fox News on Monday, President Trump tells Tucker Carlson that he's optimistic about a trade deal between the United States and China.
We had a very good meeting. He wants to make a deal. I want to make a deal. Very big deal. Probably, I guess you'd say, the largest deal ever made of any kind, not only trade. We got along very well. We understand each other.
That entire interview will air tonight on Fox News at 8 o'clock Eastern Time. And former White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders plans to write a book about her time in the administration. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com. And regain control of your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
One of the busiest border crossings in the U.S. is open after agents say a mob of illegal aliens tried to overrun the facility. U.S. border agents in Texas say a large group of unruly illegal aliens formed on the Mexican side of the crossing and rushed the port of entry at the border in El Paso early on Monday. Medical debt owed by around 2,000 families in Michigan have been paid off by a church. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details.
Grand Rapids First Church pastor Sam Reifkogel says they collected donations and turned the money over to what's called RIP medical debt to pay off just under $1.83 million of people's medical debts.
We're constantly looking for needs to serve the people and serve in the name of Christ, and we just find a need and we fill it. And that's exactly what we did.
He says the 2,000 or so families who will be benefiting from this program will be receiving letters about it over the next week or so.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Senator Ted Cruz is calling for the Justice Department to investigate the mayor of Portland after a conservative journalist was attacked by Antifa members. While reporting on protests in the Oregon City on Saturday, Andy Ngo was attacked and kicked and had items thrown at him and had his camera stolen.
I just got beat up by the crowd, no police at all, in the middle of the street, and they stole my GoPro. And he punched me several times in my face, in my head, I'm bleeding.
Noah's lawyer says he suffered a brain bleed and had to stay in the hospital Saturday night. Three people were arrested during the demonstrations, which escalated between left-wing protesters and counter-protesters. A North Texas school is identifying four of the 10 people that were killed in a private plane crash yesterday in Texas. John Paul II High School in Plano sent a letter to parents saying that Alice and Dylan Morado, along with their mother and stepfather, died in the crash. With more on the story, here's USA Radio Network's John Clements.
The Beechcraft BE-350 King Air was headed to St. Petersburg, Florida, when it crashed on takeoff at the Addison Municipal Airport that is located in North Dallas. The plane was taking off at the south end of the airport and had just lifted off the runway when it suddenly veered left, crashing into the hangar. The FAA, as well as officials from the National Transportation Safety Board, are on scene.
For more news, please remember you can find us on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.